Hello, West Liberty. This is Matthew, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. So on this today's segment, I'm going to be doing a Meet My Classmate. I have the one and only Andrew Gadd. He's a broadcasting major. You're junior or senior this year, I think?
I'm a junior.
Junior? Okay. So, sorry about that. Should have done more research on that. But then you're originally from Wheeling. So how you doing, Andrew?
Doing pretty good today, man. I'm excited to be here.
How are you?
I'm doing great. I feeling good, getting loose, and getting ready for this interview. So this first question is going to be kind of about you, and then kind of about school, and then the second segment is going to be just a little bit about crazy questions or whatnot.
Some crazy questions.
So, well, I guess you could say more entertaining. I guess you could say. So,
I'm excited.
So let's Let's start with this first one here. I said, what are some of the challenges that you faced up here for, like, any projects or your studies or whatnot?
Some challenges I faced, let's see. Specifically in regard to school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's probably trouble I've had with school. I'm bad at writing things, I find. Any classes that have, like, big essays, I usually tend to struggle with those. I struggle a lot when I'm writing to sort of, I feel like, get my voice across. I feel like I sound kind of silly or stupid. I think about it too much. And then I think about it, and I think about it, and I end up getting nothing done. And then I just don't turn it in.
Alrighty.
Because it's less stress for me.
It's like, if I never got it done, then it's...
If I never do it, I never have to worry about it. I'm just resigned to my fate already. I've given up before I've even started.
Alrighty. Second question I got. What is the project that you're most proud of that you had up here?
Well, I've done the 48-hour film festival this year and the year before. But those don't really involve any classes, but I am very proud of the movies we made, and that one, more so the second one. I can't watch the first one. It's Simeon Slaughter. I'm actually seeing my partner, Jolie Young, through the glass right now. But the thing I'm most proud of that I made for a class has to be my 3D animation final, Club Worm. And you can tell how proud I am of it because I was showing Matt Club Worm before the interview. Completely unprompted. I show it to almost everybody I know. I'm really happy with it. I really like how it came out. Rumor has it there's a sequel in the works, so stay tuned.
So stay tuned for that sequel, all right.
Stay tuned.
Alrighty. And can you elaborate about that 48-hour film fest thing? Like, kind of like, what's like, what kind of like, what are the, like, the works and whatnot that you have to go with it? Because I know it's a lot of people at least told me, especially Deuce, he told me it's a very stressful process kind of figuring out what to put together for that.
It is a very stressful process. So the 48-hour film festival, where the 48 hours comes into play, it's not 48 hours long showing movies. You have 48 hours to make your movie. You come up and you get your prompt, a line of dialogue, a character, did I say prop already?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, a genre. You get a genre, okay? And you have to, after you get those prompts, you have 48 hours to make the movie and turn it in. And that's not a lot of time to film and edit and come up with things. You know, it can be pretty stressful. And if you get too stressed out, you'll never come up with anything. That's kind of what I like about it. You kind of just have to go with your first idea. You can't spend too much time thinking about it. You just have to go. There's no time to rest.
It's just kind of like you don't know how to swim, so that's like the old saying, they just throw you out in the water, and then you're going.
They're throwing you into the middle of the ocean here, dude, and they're telling you, find an island, something. but it's a lot of fun, though. I would do it every year. I would never miss it. It's so much fun. Going, having everybody see your movie, it's just such a cool experience, you know? It's really neat.
Alrighty. The next question I have is, what's something about broadcasting that people don't understand about it?
Something that people don't understand is, I think people don't realize how many mistakes that people make. Like, I don't know, if you watch, like, the news or something, if you actually sort of been behind the scenes and you sort of know what's going on, you can just notice little things. I don't know, like this cue was off or he's looking at the wrong camera. I mean, most people could probably notice something like that. But I don't know. I just think it's like any other job. Once you sort of get an idea of how, like, what goes into it, you really sort of sympathize for the people making it. You know what I mean?
So, like, talking about, like, the mistakes or, like, the thing behind the scenes, like, me and you, obviously, because we're broadcasting majors, but what are, like, the... Like, what are the other mistakes that people won't see in general, like the production work or the pre-production work or anything like that? Like, what are some of those that you can name off the top of your head?
I don't know, just something that, what, something, like, people won't notice?
Yeah, yeah, like, say, maybe, like, the audio quality or something like that, or, like, probably...
I'm a big lighting guy. Bugs me when something's, like, overexposed or something, like, or when the lighting's just, like, bad on something. It always... really bugs me, or when something has, like, I don't know, like, I'm kind of a nerd, so I sort of don't like continuity errors and stuff where it's like this cup was here in one shot and now it's here in this one. I just, stuff like that kind of bothers me, but I think that's just because I'm an obsessive freak. I don't think anyone else would notice stuff like that.
Alrighty. So the next one I have here's what's something that like you stay motivated, what's something that keeps you staying motivated, like on task or whatnot?
I think about Goku and just sort of how disappointed he would be in me if I were to stop. And see, some people might think that's funny, but that's true. Sometimes I was going to the gym at the beginning of the summer, and I'd be on the treadmill and I'd be like, I'm so tired, I want to stop. And then I would think of Goku and I would keep going because, you know, he wouldn't quit.
Right on for Goku. So what's a goal that you're currently working on now then?
A goal that I'm currently working on now, soon I'm starting an internship with WTOV9. I'm really hoping that that goes well, you know, get some sort of real world experience. I'm really excited with that. I'm in photography class this semester as well. I'm really liking how that's going. I hope I can get pretty good at photography. It's not something I think we have to take for our major, but I wanted to take it, you know, just to hone my craft a little bit. I feel like I'm going to be using a camera a lot for a long time, so I might as well get pretty familiar with it.
Alrighty. And last question before we go to break here. What do you see yourself in the next few years, you'd think?
Oh, man, I don't know. I'm hoping either race car driver or astronaut. but realistically, in the next 10 years... I'll probably still be living in the valley, you know, just chopping it up. Hopefully, I'll have some job in media production, something good. Probably, I don't know. Yeah, that's what we can hope for.
That's all you can ever look for.
That's all we can hope for.
Alrighty. Well, we're going to go to a quick break right here, and then the next segment, I'm going to start picking at Andrew's brain with some of these questions, because I will say these are some wonky questions, but I think we'll get...
Ones.
So I think we're going to have a good time asking them. So we'll be right back on WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. Hey, this is WGLZ 91.5 FM with Matthew. This is College Radio. We are College Radio, and we are passionately vocal. Last segment, I was just getting to learn about Andrew up here with, like, broadcasting work or anything just about him. And now I'm just going to start asking him some good icebreaker questions. Maybe good icebreaker questions. I have no idea how it's going to go. But the first question I have with you, Andrew, is what random talent or, like, cool skill do you have that you like to share with us?
Well, I don't have any skills I think that would be considered cool. I've taken up rollerblading recently. I got a new pair of rollerblades just the other day, actually. And that's a lot of fun. I'm waiting till I crack my skull open, which is going to happen eventually. I'm going to get too bold. I'm very good at Sonic the Hedgehog games. It's probably the only thing I would say that I'm really good at. I'm pretty good. I don't think there's many people better. Big J might be better than me, but other than that, I think I got everyone else beat in the department.
You got everybody. Do you think in any other departments up on campus, you think somebody might got you beat, or
there might be some real Sonic guys out there? I'm not sure. I think maybe the history department might be able to pop them out because they know sort of the history of the game.
Might have to chop it up with them at some point. Whenever.
I might have to.
Alrighty, so second question is, if your life had like a theme song, what kind of theme song would that be?
What kind is it? Is it like my own original song or?
Oh no, just like
a song
just,
to represent
just,
my life.
Just a song that represents your life. Yeah.
Probably Ape Man by the Kinks, I would say. It's about this man who identifies more with the apes than he does with men. He doesn't want to live in the city, and he doesn't want to go to the dentist or whatever, whatever he talked about. And I like that. I feel like I can relate to that. Give me half a chance, and I'll be in the jungle. That's what he says.
Alrighty. Next question I have here is, what's your to-go-to late-night snack?
Ooh, man, that is a good one. Well, if I feel like going out to get something to eat, has to be Sheetz. Has to be Sheetz. One, because they're the only place that's open super late. And two, who doesn't love some Sheetz in the middle of the night? At Sheetz, I like to get the chicken wraps, like the little chicken snack wraps. I go crazy on those. I've been eating those. That's been my Sheetz order now for at least 5 years, I want to say. That's what I've been getting. But if I'm at home and I don't feel like going out, this is kind of a weird one, but stovetop stuffing, if I'm super hungry and it's late, a little bit of stovetop stuffing can do you right.
Can you elaborate what a stovetop stuffing is? Because I'm kind of puzzled on that. I have no idea what a stovetop stuffing is.
Stovetop stuffing is the stuffing that comes in the little box, and it's, you know, you pour it into some water or chicken broth, as I do, and you know, you just put the lid on and you leave it for a little bit, and you come back and it's all fluffy and stuffing like, and you know, it's awesome. You've had stuffing before, I'm sure.
The stuffing that I've ever really had was like the Thanksgiving horrible type of stuffing. I don't know
type of stuffing.
I don't like stuffing. I'm not a stuffing guy.
I am a huge Thanksgiving guy, and I'm a huge stuffing guy. For Thanksgiving, my stepdad makes stuffing with chicken liver. He always sends me. I remember that because he always sends me out to buy the chicken livers, and the only place I know to get them is Respects. So you have to go to Respects to get chicken livers, and I have to do that every Thanksgiving. I'm not used to sitting on this side of the wall and having all the people come by. I'm just I feel like everyone's looking at me.
Yeah, we got a Joe Farmer kind of speculating over there with Julie Young. That's so. Right. Maybe I'll have a talk with him. No, I'm just kidding. But no, I'm a big Thanksgiving guy too. I've just not been into stuffing, so I guess I can't relate to that.
What's your Thanksgiving go-to then, Matt?
Thanksgiving go-to.
Yeah, what's the best one?
If you know how to cook it properly, which is a lot of people don't know how to, is actually cook a turkey.
Yeah.
If you can actually get a turkey that it's not dry, and it just actually has some like type of flavor to it, I mean, it's one of the best things.
Oh yeah, I feel like everybody that hates Thanksgiving is because they don't have... I think it's because they have dry turkey.
Exactly.
And that just ruins everything for them. But, dude, yeah, but if you get a nice turkey, it's definitely the way to go. We have two turkeys on Thanksgiving. My stepdad will make one, then my grandma will make one. And my stepdad's turkey is better, but I would never tell my grandma that.
You can't do that.
No, I couldn't do it to her. Break her heart, yeah.
Probably just kick you out or something like that.
I hope she doesn't listen to this. Sorry, grandma.
Alrighty, so next question here. It's a pretty interesting one, I'd have to say. If aliens ever landed on Earth, what was the first thing you would ever show to them?
Oh, man. Wow. I you know, Matt, I talk about aliens a lot in my everyday life. I feel like this comes up very often. I've never thought about what I'd show them, though. Maybe a Sheetz chicken wrap. I don't know. Something where they wouldn't want to just, like, destroy me and cut me open. Maybe a song, maybe Freebird, blow their minds.
Probably. Chicken wrap. So if you think if you gesture them some like type of like some late night tasty snacks food, they're like, all right,
well,
and you're good.
It's either that or it would like kill them immediately and they'd think I'm like trying to poison them or something. And then they'd cut me open and turn me into a cow or whatever aliens do.
Alrighty. This next question I have is, what is the funniest campus story that you have up here?
The funniest campus story I ever have up here, I can't tell on the radio, but something else that happened up here that I thought was really funny. Oh, man. Let's see. We have a lot of good times up here in the broadcasting department. There's a lot of good stuff going on. Oh man, I'm really racking my brain trying to think of this, man. The funniest thing that happened. You know what? Let me ponder, and I'll get back to you on this one.
I'll go with this next question then.
For the end of the interview, I will have an answer. I will.
Speaking about holidays, at least Thanksgiving. If you could ever invent a holiday, what would you like to celebrate?
Ooh, what would I like to celebrate? Okay, my holiday would be. I think it would be in the summer. I think I'd want it to be in like May or something like that. That's when my holiday would be. Okay, and my holiday would celebrate. Oh man, what's something that I don't think gets enough recognition, right? Because you want to like, because they have all holidays for all sorts of stuff that you think like shouldn't have a holiday, like trees or whatever, you know. My holiday would celebrate something that matters, something like really cool, like Oh man, what would it be? Something that really matters to like people, right? Like not something, you know, like Earth Day or whatever, something stupid like that. Something that people would really connect to.
Well, I mean, I don't know if there's a Sonic Day or anything like
that. Sonic Day would be good, but I think I'm a little too selfish to have it be about Sonic Day. I think I would want it to be Andrew Gadd Day. Andrew Gadd Appreciation. Fish Day. The Fish Day.
Fish Day.
Yeah, just for fish in general. That's what holiday would be
What
about.
Day would it be in May?
May, it would be May 15th, I think it would be.
May
15th, fish day. Yeah, eat some fish, catch a fish, touch a fish, whatever you want to do, as long as it's fish-related. Obviously, everybody would get school off to go to fish day.
I mean, obviously. I mean, it's going to be a national
holiday. I think all the aquariums should be closed so the fish could get the day off as well.
Exactly. They're going to have to deal with people.
So they don't be bothered for a day, yeah.
And then let's back up to this question, if you still have any thought to it. Well, what is your funniest campus story that you can tell on this radio station?
Oh, man. Oh, dude, I really don't know. I'm trying to think of something. We do have a lot of good times in the broadcasting department. There's a lot of shenanigans that goes on. One of my favorite things we did is there's a couch in the TV studio, and John George and Matt Barsh moved that couch into the editing lab for some reason, the Avid lab. And me and Joe Lee were like, where's the couch? We love the couch. We want the couch back. And we was in the editing lab. So we spent like forever moving this couch out of the lab. We're trying to like get it through the door. It was stuck at one point. And eventually we got the couch back. And that was just so funny. Dr. McCullough, I think, caught us when we were moving the couch. And he's like, what are you guys doing? And that was so funny. That was such a good day.
Alrighty. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to taking the time to interview me today. I mean, interview with me today, I should say.
Thank you for having me, Matt.
Of course. And this has been the Meet Your Classmate with Andrew Gadd. I hope you guys enjoyed the fun questions that I had that hopefully took a turn for the better. This is WGLZ on 91.5 FM. This is the one and only Matt. We're going to be listening to Buddy Holly after this. So
it's May 15th, fish day. Mark the calendar.
Make sure May 15th, fish day. Keep that locked in. Alrighty, guys. I'll see y'all later.